Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite football team in action with our games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake. And for the latest local sports information, visit ncksports.com. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Dean Gingler. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and by Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton.
Yeah, welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats again, joined by Dean Gingler, head coach of the St. John's Tipton football team. Coach, tough loss to finish out the season there on Friday, a 48-28 setback against Frankfurt. They jumped out on you 28-6 at halftime, and you guys were able to try to fight back but couldn't quite make it all the way there. You lose by 20 in the end. Just kind of take me through the game and some of the things that maybe went wrong for you in that first half that led to the loss.
Basically the biggest thing that went wrong there in the first half was we lost Chance Jermark on the, like, maybe the around the 20th play of the game, and so that was our primary running back and one of our top tacklers, so that made a huge difference for us. We were able to move the ball right down the field the first time out with him in there, and just gives us a variety of things that we don't have without him. So, and then defensively too, that's one of the main stoppers for us. So, you know, that combined with, you know, weather that kind of dictated a little more of an emphasis on a running game if we, you know, raining all the time. But, you know, we fought back in it. We got back in that second half, got the first two scores. We're one score out and, you know, feeling pretty good about where we could go from there. And, but, you know, combined, you know, weather again a little bit maybe with mistakes and so on. And then ball doesn't always bounce your way. I mean, they fumbled it 9 times. They get all but 2 of them back. And, you know, we put the ball on, I think, five times we fumbled and lose 3 of them. So, you know, that's sometimes the way the ball bounces. But overall, I was happy with the guys, the way they competed and pushed back as much as they could with it. And just didn't come out our way in the end.
Yeah, obviously 5 turnovers total in the end with 2 interceptions as well. But when you kind of look back at this game and maybe really the season, you know, you talked about maybe having to run a little bit more due to the conditions, but Tyson Gates still did throw for 209 yards, ran for 129. Luke Bates had a big game receiving. As far as the progress that you saw in your passing game this season with Tyson at quarterback and then in that final game, what do you see from the group offensively from that standpoint?
Well, we definitely, basically throughout the year, we were a lot more balanced this year in terms of the run and pass combinations, and Tyson got the ball out there good. We had, you know, again, in terms of scoring, we missed some opportunities. I think of the 5 turnovers that we gave away, a lot of them were deep down in scoring territory. So, you know, that was difficult. But throughout the year, you know, we did a lot better job in terms of the percentage on the throwing and getting some there. A lot of that had to do with Luke really having an excellent season on the receiving end of it too. So there were often times where he made some pretty spectacular catches and saved us on a few. So, but getting more consistent with that run and pass was a good thing out of the year. We came into the year really not knowing what we would have offensively. So came out pretty good with that, not knowing going in what we would have, but there, that last game, Tyson did pretty good yards rushing and everything. And a lot of that was, you know, kind of designed scramble out of formations that, you know, just being able to take advantage of his athleticism on the field and against teams that he could do that with. So just didn't get quite enough of those, and a little bit of less supporting cast leaves us a little short. So.
And we're talking with Dean Gingler, head coach of the St. John's Tipton football team. Take a time out. We come back, we'll completely wrap up here in 2022 for the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in north central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato. Back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. Dean Gingler still with us, coach of the St. John's Tipton football team. Coach, can you do finish the year, a 6-3 record? And just kind of looking back at this group, you had a very good senior class that kind of put in a lot of work over the last few years to get themselves to this point. And you'll clearly miss those guys, Luke Bates, Cooper Jermark, a couple of your seniors there, as well as Nicholas Greenwood, Josh Towner, Trey Collins on the squad, and Jack Hartman as well. So when you look at that group, what's going to stand out the most when you maybe 5-10 years down the road, when you think about this team, what's the biggest thing you'll remember?
Well, I think for me, this is the first group that I've had all 4 years. Mm-hmm. So you start with them at the very, very beginning of it as freshmen and get the opportunity to work through it for 4 years. So that's kind of the special thing with them. They all improved quite a bit, during that time frame and put in work. And here, especially the senior year, I think they were, a good group of leaders that we had across the board with them. So I think they gave great effort, gave good leadership, and got us to spot this year, I guess, is overall team-wise that I don't know, what people's predictions were necessarily, but I think we came out pretty good with them. So that's They're a fun group to have around too. Good guys, off the field. So we have fun with them and I appreciate them sticking through the 4 years and giving us the best that they had.
How do you feel about the future with this team?
I think we've got some really good upcoming players coming out of the freshman class. Has had some good players in it. Really need to get some weight on a lot of them, but a good athletic class as freshmen. And then we've got good players coming back too, guys that, some of the size up front will be back. We'll definitely miss the guys who are leaving, but there's some guys who were coming on at the end of this year too that I think we're in good shape going forward. Not leaving everything just completely bare or anything like that. But some of that will depend how some guys come back off of some injuries they had this year and whether that's any factor on them or not. But looking forward to the next season.
Dean Gingler, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we certainly thank you for the time all season long and best of luck moving forward.
All right, thank you, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton. Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 are brought to you in part by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, Next Tech, and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats. KD Country 94, Drew Dusky with us, coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, you knew Hanover was going to be a tough opponent for you there on Thursday night. You end up falling 62-14. A real good first half for you, really kept it close and competitive there, and then they kind of pulled away in the second half. But just looking overall at the way the kids played there at Hanover on Thursday night, what were some of the things that stood out for you?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we had a good game plan going in. We knew they were going to be a tough football team, and they were going to be aggressive. They had a really good offense, and their defense, you know, they were, you know, they went quick on film, and we knew they were going to attack us and try to stop our run. And I thought we moved the ball to start out fairly well. And then, you know, Ian goes on a long run down their sideline, and he comes up holding his hamstring, and he doesn't go back in the game. And that was kind of a little bit of a turning point, I would say, because, you know, I mean, I would say, you know, Ian's probably our best player. I'm not trying to take anything away from anybody else on the team, but, I mean, Ian was our focal point on offense and one of our best defensive players, too. And he goes down, and you could have a point where your guys are like, oh, crap, you know, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. But I thought we responded really well. You know, we stopped him a couple times on defense after we went out. We scored our two touchdowns after he went out. So I thought the response was fantastic. And for Caden to step up and really lead the offense, we gave the ball to Gabe a lot at fullback. Landon Betts had to come in, play some tailback as a freshman. And I thought our team responded really well, especially that first half.
Again, you take the loss there to Hanover, and just looking at them, like what you saw, I'm sure you maybe saw a little bit of that Osborne film because you played Osborne right after them. Did you see a lot of improvement from Hanover from what you might have saw from them earlier this year?
I mean, they looked like a totally different team, I think, from when they played Osborne, and maybe that's because it was so early. But their quarterback just did an excellent job of evading anybody that we'd send after him, and the receivers ran good routes, and he threw a good ball. And like I said, defensively, their defensive ends were aggressive. They really tried to contain us and get anything outside, and they did a good job of giving McCoy pressure. I thought Caden did a good job of handling that pressure and making some good throws. But you know, that kind of togetherness that they took after Ian went down kind of faded a little bit after halftime, and you could see that you know, in just the way we played. And I'm not taking anything away from our guys. It was just you lose a kid like Ian of that caliber, it's kind of hard to sustain for a whole game and try to fight off especially a good team like Hanover.
We're talking with Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside football team. We'll take a timeout. We come back, we'll wrap up the season here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
What's all the excitement about? Switch to TV now and get two free Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch your favorite shows anywhere you're connected to Cunningham Telephone and Cable, on TV, on your mobile device, or tablet. Get whole home worry-free Wi-Fi, 100 DVR hours, restart TV, replay TV, and two streams of expanded TV now. Want to know more? Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder for details. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. Just like the NPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Cybersecurity, managed IT, infrastructure. Nextech has the technology solutions your business has been waiting for. We've provided expert IT services for more than 20 years to local people just like you. And because we're local too, we understand your technology needs today, tomorrow, and whatever comes next. Visit nextech.com/business today and let our IT team be your IT team. Nextech, the best in the IT business.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. We're still with Drew Dusky, the coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, you finished the season 5-4, still a success in your third straight season that you finished with a winning record, despite the tough loss there to Hanover last week. So moving on with this group, I know that you'll have quite a bit back from this year, but take me through the season and what stood out for you. And then you have three seniors in Taryn Winkle, Cooper Dusky, and Eli Hahn. Unfortunately, Cooper didn't get to play the whole season, but what have they meant to the program, and how do you feel about this year as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a up in the air year with who we lost last year and kind of the district that we were in and the non-district games we were playing. I really wasn't sure how it would go. So, you know, to come off with three wins automatically there to start, and then we knew the next couple games were going to be tough, and losing to Osborne, Thunder Ridge, and St. John, you know, kind of made us refocus a little bit. And then to be able to get a playoff spot. Finished third with a chance to go to Hanover and play to get to that second round. You know, I thought we were in a good spot, but it was kind of a season, plagued by injuries and kind of a what if this would have happened? You know, where would we be at when you lose a guy, especially a starter week one, week two, week three. So I thought we had guys step up and play really well, and it kind of gave them. A little bit of knowledge and experience for what they're going to have next year. And you look at the three seniors we had, Taryn, there's a kid that stepped up last year and anything prior, Taryn only played special teams. So he had to step into a starting role on offense and defense. And I thought he did well. Eli, obviously, Eli's been playing for a long time on the varsity side. He's been starting at center for all 4 years. And Eli, just continued to get better and better as the years went on. And I thought he progressed well. Eli's a kid that'll do anything for you. He's a yes sir kid, and he tried 100% every play. And then you look at Cooper. I thought this was Cooper's breakout year, and the way he played against Lynn that first game, offensively and defensively, I thought defensively he was really turning a corner and, being aggressive, coming up, hit, playing well, and for him to get hurt, that game against Wilson was tough. It kind of changed the dynamic of our team and the weapons that we had. So for him to go down and not be able to finish out his senior year, it was a terrible thing for him, but he meant a lot to the program, and that's another kid that's been playing since he was a freshman. So, I appreciate these seniors and everything they brought to Lakeside and how they've helped continue success for our program.
That's pretty well said. Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here on our Locker Room Chats for the final time this season in football. Rest up. We'll chat with you in the basketball, all right?
Yeah. Get a couple weeks break and then we'll all over again.
Thanks, Drew.
Thanks.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation of Downs, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donley the Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head football coach Otis Hendricks. Remember to tune in to KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. For our football games of the week and for the latest local sports information on the web, visit ncksports.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you each and every Thursday by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Boner Welding in Jewell.
And we'll welcome you in on our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. The Grizzlies finished the season with a record of 2-7 as they fell to Decatur Community in a non-playoff game last week, 40-28. Jason attempted to reach Otis Hendricks, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, but was unable to catch him to talk about the Decatur Community game, but he did chat with him to wrap up the season in a previous conversation. So we will come back after the break and hear from Jason and Otis about Rock Hills as a whole and some of their kids that are heading in a new direction here on KD Country 94 High School Football Locker Room Chats, also online, KDCountry94.com.
Great savings not through Tuesday, Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh family pack, 80% lean ground beef, just $2.49 a pound. Now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Farmland bacon, selected varieties, $3.99 a package. Now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Back here on the Thursday Night Locker Room Chats, KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Rock Hills head coach Otis Hendricks with us. Kind of will put a bow on the season as the season wraps up here. Unfortunately, you do have to say goodbye to some seniors, maybe as a group or individually. Kind of let us know what those guys have meant to your program.
Well, just, you know, honestly, I haven't known them too long, but for me, I told them the other night, haven't known you guys but a few months, but made a lifetime of memories for me. And I hope it's meant something to them. You know, we've gotten great leadership from our seniors. Ethan Kenworthy has, you know, the kid pours his heart into everything he does. He goes out every day. He never misses anything. He holds others accountable. Grant Myers, you know, tremendous running back. You know, tough kid, has played with us. Pretty much separating shoulder most of the season and comes out every Friday and just gives his all. Very, very proud of his efforts. You know, and then some of our other seniors, you know, Troy Dusky, a kid who hasn't played since his freshman year, coming off a broken leg from his freshman year, decided this summer that he bought into what we were selling these kids and ended up starting for us on both sides of the ball and has just had the time of his life. So, you know, though we don't have a lot of seniors, the seniors we do have, I'm very grateful for.
very, very grateful for.
All right, Coach, thank you for your time as always, and we wish you good luck. And we saw the improvement for the kids. I know you've been talking about it all season long, so we do appreciate the effort that the Rock Hills team has put forth.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate you guys this year.
Rock Hills Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Kears Thriftway in Mankato, along with Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh family pack of boneless beef ribeye steak, $7.99 a pound. Now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Boneless beef chuck roast, $3.99 a pound. Now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertu. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff, called the Football Express, that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bennington State Bank. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Mustang football with head coach Ben Labertu.
You're listening to the Thursday night locker room chats here on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Joining me now is Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertu. And coach, you got a first round win against the St. Francis. And St. Francis was everything you thought they were going to be coming into the game, weren't they?
Yeah, they were good. They competed. We jumped out to an early lead, 22-0 lead, and we kept telling our kids they weren't going to quit. And they had a couple things go for them, and before we knew it, it was a ball game.
30-22, the final score in that one. And that's kind of been the way you guys have been doing it all season long. You've been able to pull out some of these close games. What's been the difference in some of these?
I guess, you know, kids making plays when it mattered. You know, our quarterback had a nice run there with about a minute left, made a good read on an option and had a nice run. And then we had a corner pick off a pass with 10 seconds left to basically seal it for us. So, you know, I can't say it's anything I'm doing. I think it's just kids making plays when we needed to. Bad thing was, is, you know, and the kids know it shouldn't have been at that point. You know, we're up 22-0. I think St. Francis had a third and 15 from probably their own 15-yard line, and we let them convert that. And as soon as that happened, it turned into a ball game in a hurry.
You get the win in week one of the playoffs, and do you have to tell your kids anything? I know you've been pretty much stay the course throughout the season, but are the kids doing this on their own where they're focused and not looking ahead or not thinking of the moment of the playoffs being too big? Or is there anything that you have to say?
No, not really. We got a pretty good group of kids. They do a good job of showing up for practice, and then they know, you know, the task in front of them is big, and they know that. And you know, I think they're just in the mindset we're going to show up and play and see what happens.
We'll talk about your next opponent when we come back. You're listening to the Thursday Night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC.
We return on the Thursday Night Locker Room Chats. I have Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertu with us on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Now we turn the page into week two. Yeah, this one's going to be tough. Dighton undefeated this season. Not only that, you got to make the long bus ride down there. What do you expect from Dighton?
They're good. They're good. They're well coached, as well coached team as you'll find. Good athletes, like you said, undefeated. They haven't even had very many close games. but we're to the point in the season where everybody's good. You know, everybody that's going to be that you're going to be seeing is good in some way, shape, or form. So, you know, we're going to try to put a game together and go give them everything we can.
Is there a specific matchup or position group that kind of concerns you the most about Dighton?
They're able to throw the ball over the field. They got athletes all over the field, and that's concerning in eight-man football. You know, when you got kids that can run and catch and throw, that opens that field up, and it makes defending it very difficult.
Conversely, on the other side, what is it that you think your team can bring to the table that might concern Dighton a little bit?
You know, we're going to have to control the ball. We're going to have to play well on the line of scrimmage. If we want to be successful at all, that's what we're going to have to do.
Do you have everybody ready to go? Is everybody healthy and ready?
Yep, I think we're as healthy as we're going to be. So hopefully, barring nothing unforeseen, you know, we should be good to go.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you for your time, and good luck on Friday against the undefeated Dighton Hornets.
Thank you.
That was Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labrador with us on the Thursday night Locker Room Chats. Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:15 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express, our own preview show airing at 5:40 Friday evenings, previewing all of the area matchups in the listening area. And after the game, catch the KD Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05.